Well, we're about at the beginning of June, but Juneteenth is on its way before we know it. What is Juneteenth? Let's find out together. In the studio with me this morning is Elaine Holtz, among other things. She is the president of the Juneteenth Committee and has been...
No, Nancy is.
Oh, Nancy is. Oh, sorry. Well, let's get that straight. Okay. Elaine Holtz is here along with Nancy Rogers, who is the president of the Juneteenth Festival. And welcome to you both.
Thank you, Pat.
Glad to have you both here. First of all, let's start with at the beginning. What is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is one of the oldest known celebration commencing the ending of slavery in the United States. On June 19th, 1865, the slaves in Galveston, Texas found out that they was free. But they found out 2 years later. And so they started celebrating.
We know communications were different back in 1865, but right. 2 years
two
for
years.
Them to find out?
Yes.
Why?
They were still actually fighting. They were still into the Civil War in Galveston, Texas when it happened. And so that's one of the reasons why the folks didn't find out.
I have a feeling that there are more reasons than that. I mean, because did the slave owners take their sweet time telling the slaves themselves?
Well, Major General Gordon Granger was the one ended up telling them. But it took a while to get the people out of office to really let it go through.
Uh-huh,
so
yes.
It had passed, but it was a lot
officially.
Of politics. Yeah, officially.
Yeah, as things but, always are.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So Juneteenth is the celebration of that date.
Of that date.
Okay.
Right.
And how has that celebration evolved over the years,
decades? Just so people understand why they call it Juneteenth, because it could happen the 14th, the 15th, the 6th, you know, every year it's around those 4 or 5 days that is a teenth. So that's why it's called Juneteenth.
Right. Okay, very
good.
But
the celebration really is on June 19th.
June 19th is the date.
Right.
Across the country.
Right. Here locally in Santa Rosa, we started celebrating the Martin Luther King Festival. That's how this festival got started.
Okay.
48 years ago. And then once they Martin Luther King's birthday became a holiday.
Yes.
And then some of the members were saying, why don't we combine Juneteenth with the Martin Luther King Festival? And that's what we did. And just recently, we just
separated
Juneteenth. But it's the same festival. And the way the Martin Luther King Festival got started is by a couple of students at the junior college. It was a lot of politics back then. And my understanding is that there was going to be a road going through South Park, what they call South Park, known as the Martin Luther King Park.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to have that road to go through. They need people to come out and, you know, and
keep
petition.
It from happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So the best way to get African-Americans out there was to have a big party and celebration.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yes, and that's what they did. And it was so overwhelming, the amount of people that was out there. It just continued on for the last 40
years.
Let
me ask you, since we're talking about something, you know, a decision that was made in 1865, and obviously a lot has changed between then and now, have we done a good job at marking that evolution in this country from when the Emancipation Proclamation came out and up to now? Have we done a good job of keeping a historical record about that, Elaine?
Well, what I'd like to say is I don't think we've done a good job, because if I hadn't had Nancy as a neighbor across the street from me, I wouldn't have even known that Juneteenth existed.
Yeah.
And when I start doing the historical data, you know, start doing the research, and I found out what happened and what was going on with the people at that time, I said, wow. You know, this is something that we didn't know. We don't know anything about. So this is to me, it's a very important holiday, because it lets us know about the struggle that human beings went through to get their freedom. And
yeah.
Also some of the glitches that stopped the communication. And when I think about it, you know, you asked that question. You said about why did it take 2 years? Today, it would be 5 minutes. We would know.
Today
five
it
seconds.
Would be 5 minutes, but then, of course, there would be those who would be wondering, is that real news? Is that fake news? There's a whole different, you know, you know, difficulties in communicating with each other now. But you're right; it certainly would have happened more expeditiously.
Right. So as a Caucasian woman, it was a real learning experience for me. It was just another piece of the puzzle. You know, these individuals for 400 years were slaves. And then all of a sudden they're free and they don't even know about it. And then when they find out about it, what to do about it? How do you become a free person?
Well, you know, it's in some ways it must have been like, you know, being dropped from a plane into, you know, a completely different arena. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would imagine without any particular possessions with which to begin that new life. Yes.
Right. Exactly. And then what to do now? You know, do we leave? You know,
or
where do we go?
Do you leave your current job?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And so one thing I was going to say is we here in Santa Rosa, and it was, what, like 2%, maybe 4% African-Americans here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you was down south in Texas and Arkansas, down south, you would know more about Juneteenth, you know?
Yeah. And so it would be more prevalent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we need people like you to come into places like this and help us, you know, understand.
Exactly.
And help us remember to mark that occasion.
And also part of this celebration this year is Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence is going to be presenting a play called Unshackled. And in that play, I've heard a few excerpts from it. And in that play, people really get a sense of how everybody, not just the African-American population, but also the Caucasian population. There's one character in the play that's the overseer's wife, and all of a sudden she finds out about the freedom, and she says, "Well, who's going to take care of the kids? Mm-hmm. You know, who's going to clean the house?"
Yeah.
So you begin to see that at that time, everybody was a victim on some levels, and they were really integrated as they were working together, but yet you still had the hierarchy,
except for everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Another thing is that. I want the community, I want my kids, my grandkids to remember, you know, the freedom that we have today wasn't always free, you know. And so going to college, you know, they couldn't, my grandmother couldn't even vote. And when she couldn't vote, she couldn't write. So she had to mark an X.
Yeah.
So all of that has to be passed on. You know, so we can never forget the people that paid the ultimate price of death.
Absolutely.
You know, for
Absolutely.
Us to do what we're doing today.
And I think, you know, the history, all of our histories are so important to us moving forward, because without that to draw on as lessons learned, then we're going to be in a hell of a shape.
Well, just like what Nancy said, you know, is that, you know, this is about freedom. And, you know, for me, What always pops through my mind is that during this election time, we only had a 26% turnout.
I know.
Here we are a free country. No, but we're a free country. And people died, put their lives down so they can vote. People put their lives down so they could be free.
Yeah.
You know, and we forget that. We just think, oh, well, you know, I can just do what I want. But it has not always been that way.
Yeah, we still have a lot to learn, don't we?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Yes.
And this is a part of that educational process. So tell us what happens in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa on June 19th.
On June 19th, we at the Martin Luther King Park from 10 to 6. June 16th. And at the Martin Luther King Park, we will be having live entertainment, food, basketball games, vendors, arts and crafts, and kids' activities. We're also going to give a special scholarship presentation. I am the president of a nonprofit called Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow Foundation. Elaine is the vice president. And each year we go out and get money to give scholarship out to underprivileged students. And this year we were able to give 4 scholarships. And those students, we just gave them the scholarship, but we didn't do any kind of presentation. And so the students that can be there will be there, so we can let community know.
Yeah, this is how we spread the word.
Exactly.
At festivals like these. Listen, can the two of you hang around for a few minutes more? Because I'd love to talk more about this.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good.